I'm Denora Prevos. I'm a student at USF St. Petersburg, and this is University Beat. Chris Price stands in the back room of Descent Brewing in St. Petersburg. He's among steel tanks full of beer lining the walls. But instead of drinking beer, he's dissecting it, trying to reduce the carbonation, the foamy bubbles you get when you pour one. To do that, he transfers a sample back and forth between a pitcher and a measuring cup over a sink.
We want to decarbonate. The CO2 that's in the solution will actually throw the reading off.
Price was a home brewer for 15 years. Then, last December, he and a friend opened up the brewery.
I guess for me, it's the creativity. It's actually getting to sit down and actually come up with recipes. And, you know, I'm not artistic in any way. I don't play music or can't draw or paint or any of that sort of stuff. It's just kind of my outlet for creativity.
As they prepared to open up Descent, Price decided to learn the science behind this hobby. So he enrolled in a beer brewing college course. Yes, there's a class teaching people the nitty-gritty of making beer, and it's based at the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg. The Brewing Arts Program, the only one of its kind in the state, launched in 2015. Since it's a mostly online course offering two sessions a year, it attracts students from across the United States. Jennifer Cedillo is the program's director. She says officials with Three Daughters Brewing and Great Bay Distributors in St. Pete recognize the trend. With 250 breweries all over Florida, aspiring beer makers wanted to learn the craft. So they reached out to USF St. Pete and Frank Biafora, the then dean of the College of Arts and Sciences.
So they actually funded the program to begin, and Frank Biafora and Jim Leonard, a retired chemist, they really got together the academics and the professionals in the field to teach the course.
Three members of previous classes, including Chris Price, have started their own breweries. Cedillo says others have become brewers and assistant brewers at companies all over the state, from Tampa to Gainesville.
Hidden Springs, Three Daughters, St. Pete Brewing, Crooked Can up in Orlando, First Magnitude, all of them have hired our previous students.
Cigar City Brewing in Tampa held the program's latest graduation in August. 19 students graduated, but with some learning from as far away as Dallas, only a handful came to receive their certificate. Johnny Levin from Polk County was one of them. She says when she left the corporate world in 2014, she wanted to find a new venture, but she wasn't sure beer would be it.
My husband and I have another company, and I was working with that, just trying to figure out, you know, like, what do I want to do now? What's the next chapter of my life? So we found the program, and I did it, and it reinforced that this is what I want to do.
Now Levin and her husband are planning on opening a brewery in Bartow in Polk County.
We are the county seat, so we have a lot of people that come in every single day to either work or conduct business, and so we want to attract that audience as well, and just, you know, just basically just be part of the community, because that's kind of what a lot of the, especially the smaller breweries, that's what it's about.
And there's more beer makers like Levin on tap. As a whole new batch of brewing arts students, the program's seventh class recently began their journey into the world of craft beer. For University Beat, I'm Denora Prevost.